Freshwater mussels around the world are in decline. That's not counting invasive species like zebra mussels and quagga mussels. This summer, the DNR sent mussel census takers to get a number on how many mussels live in Wisconsin's waters. Unlike zebra mussels, these freshwater species improve the health of the ecosystem around them.
Meg Jones went along for one of the mussel counting trips this summer. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meg, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So why does the DNR want to take a census for how many freshwater mussels there are in Wisconsin?
Well, most of us have, like, probably, if we don't know about mussels or we knew about them, we've forgotten about them because they're just these little kind of clam-like creatures. But they are very important to the ecosystem, and they're also kind of a harbinger of the health of an ecosystem. So they're kind of like marine kidneys, because they filter sediments and nutrients that can spawn algae blooms, as well as like pesticides, heavy metals, that sort of thing in water. And plus, they're also food for animals like muskrats, otters, ducks. So the state doesn't really have a good idea of just how many mussels are out there, their density, what types. And so that's why they're sending folks out in wetsuits and snorkels and masks just to kind of take their pulse.
Yeah, Meg, if you want to census humans, you go knock on doors. Mussels talk more about how they're going out and finding and counting them.
So what they're doing is, the last time that they did a mussel survey was 40 years ago, and that wasn't really uniform. It was just basically a guy going out and just tracking as much as he could in various rivers and stuff. But so what they're doing now is they're going to between 50 and 70 sites, and they're going to be doing at least two locations in each of the state's 21 major watersheds. So what they were doing while we were with them is that they would go underwater for 15 minutes, and it's just snorkels, and most of the water is fairly shallow. It's up to their shoulders, or it's not that far deep. And basically, they're picking up all the mussels that they can within that 15 minutes, and then they empty them out in this kind of a flat boat, and they kind of like sort them. I thought it was kind of like a poker dealer sorting cards and dealing cards, and figuring out which all the different types of species, because there are a number of endangered freshwater mussel species that are here in Wisconsin. And then they take pictures. They kind of say, okay, well, we've got 75 fat muckets, and we've got 23 of elk toes. And then they put them back, and then they go, and so they do that for 15 minutes each, and they do 8 of those, so like basically 2 hours in each section, and then they move on to the next lake or river.
And one of the fun things that you pointed out, Meg, is that these mussels, they have fabulous names. They kind of sound like rock bands. Can you share a couple of them?
Yeah, they're very cool. I mean, if I tell you what they are and you see them, you're like, oh, yeah, of course. So they're like fat muckets, elephant ears, monkey face, pistol grips, snuff boxes. My favorite were the Wabash pig toes. Mm-hmm. And if you look at them, they actually do look like an elephant ear. They do look like a pig toe. So, they're not like these arcane, Latin-sounding names. They're ones that you look at and you're like, oh, yeah, of course it looks like an elk toe.
We're talking to Meg Jones from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at mussels, freshwater mussels in Wisconsin's waterways. The DNR is doing a census trying to figure out how many we have. Meg, you talked about the role they play and mentioned they are important but endangered. What kind of things, or do we even know what kind of things are putting these mussels in danger?
Well, like a habitat loss is a problem. Also, years and years ago, they were actually collected because, this is many years ago, they were collected because they were made into buttons. And then when plastic buttons came along, then they kind of fell into disuse. But a lot of them were collected here in Wisconsin and sent over to Japan, where they were used in the freshwater pearl industry. They would, like, chop up little pieces of these. But then it became, then they realized, and this is like 1960s, they realized that they're really becoming endangered here. So that was a problem. But then also they're just victims of water pollution, dams, a lot of other problems that we have in our ecosystem, and they were affecting freshwater mussels.
Right. What is at stake if these freshwater mussels start dying out?
Well, on one level, that's you're taking all the McDonald's Happy Meals away from otters and ducks and all the creatures. But then also, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you know, you think a mussel just kind of like sits at the bottom of the water, but they actually walk. They actually travel along the water bottom, not very fast, of course. But their foot, it's kind of funny. It looks like a little tongue sticking out of the bottom of the shell. And as they move, that's where they're stirring up the nutrients and those nutrients that are eaten by other species. So they're a very valuable piece of the ecosystem. And I don't know exactly what would happen if they would just all go away. I don't know what the muskrats and the otters and ducks would. I mean, they're eating other stuff, but the mussels are providing a big food source for them.
So the DNR is out and under the water and collecting this data. What's next? What are they hoping to do with this census information?
Yeah. So they're going to be putting all this information together. And by the way, the Wisconsin survey, it's being funded through a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grant. But what they hope to do is they'll find out kind of the most species-rich sites. They're hoping to get down to, like, the 16 sites throughout the state where you have the most freshwater mussels. And then they want to do more intensive surveys. But the goal is, though, is not just to do kind of a one-and-done survey. You know, like our census, we have to fill it out every 10 years. They want to continue doing this. And that would mean training citizens to go out and to do that, to keep track of mussels in waters around the state. I would assume it's kind of like maybe like a loon watch type of a thing where, you know, you've got a certain body of water and you go out and you check and then you report back to the DNR. So the DNR is hoping to plan some outreach, this year and next year to kind of find volunteers and to train them to do this sort of thing as well.
In the meantime, are there things that Wisconsin could be looking at? Are people who live on lakes or waterways that they could do to make things better for mussels?
Well, pollution, water pollution is a big thing because these things filter, you know, what's in the water and the streams, and I think a lot of them were decimated by, you know, just years ago when we just dumped all kinds of stuff in the water. People, if you see a mussel, it's best to leave it there, not to like chuck it somewhere or just to step on it and think, well, it's just a stone. It's a very valuable part of our ecosystem here in the state.
Meg, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Meg Jones is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she joined us there to talk about this summer's effort from the DNR to measure the state's freshwater mussel populations.
I want to check out this Wabash pigtoe. I mean, that's the kind of thing you want on your family crest, the Wabash pigtoe.
Definitely.
Mussel. Well, coming up, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both talked about crime and safety in their presidential nomination acceptance speeches. We'll take a look at crime trends and policy options for the next president. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.